USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We have Oregon's first case of the COVID-19 coronavirus.
That's Oregon Governor Kate Brown. Health officials there, in California and in Washington State, are worrying about the coronavirus after states are now reporting presumptive cases of three people who've been infected by unknown means. The patients, including a high school student in Washington and an elementary school worker in Oregon, had no known close contact with a traveler or infected person. There are two similar cases in California. A 65-year-old woman who lives in Santa Clara County, just south of San Francisco. Dr. Sarah Cody is the director of the Santa Clara County Health Department.
The individual is an adult woman with chronic health conditions who was hospitalized for difficulty breathing.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Democrats are voting in South Carolina. Presidential hopefuls have been blanketing the state ahead of the primary.
Are you ready to fight back and elect the first woman to be president of the United States of America?
The last 60 national polls that have been done, Bernie beats Trump 56 out of 60 times.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is hopeful for a big win there. A new poll shows him way ahead in the state of South Carolina. Also in South Carolina, President Trump spoke at a rally in Charleston. He once again downplayed the coronavirus and had some harsh words for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
They keep talking about the virus. Oh, the virus. Is Trump doing a good job? Oh, I don't think so. Gee, I don't think so. Chucky Schumer. No, I don't think he's doing a good job. This guy doesn't know he's alive. Oh, what bad people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
More than 200 people in Iran, a figure six times higher than officials are stating, have reportedly been killed by the coronavirus. The government has still refused to impose quarantines. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is not equipped to deal with the outbreak of the coronavirus.
Their healthcare infrastructure is not robust, and to date, their willingness to share information about what's really going on inside of the Islamic of Iran has not been robust.
The Secretary of State testifying before the House Foreign Relations Committee, at least 245 people in Iran have the virus, and 26 have died. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The soldier who was acquitted for murdering a teenage Islamic State fighter is now speaking out. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher, a Navy SEAL charged and acquitted of murdering an ISIS prisoner in 2017, speaks this Sunday on 60 Minutes on why he was wrong to pose for photos with the wounded prisoner.
It's wrong. I'll say it's wrong now. I've definitely learned my lesson. It's distasteful.
He also told the interviewer he had no sympathy for the enemy. The case jumped to the forefront when President Donald Trump intervened on his behalf. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.